Fighting over the prospect of a protracted trial, the House was the picture of harmony, electing new Speaker Dennis Hastert.
In the turbulent days behind us, debate on merits often gave way to personal attacks. Some have felt slighted, insulted, or ignored. That is wrong, and that will change.
Hastert's first move today to mend fences with senior Democrat Richard Gephardt.
But if Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire could figure it out, so can we.
The key sticking point in the Senate, whether witnesses will be called, with Democratic leader Tom Daschle declaring that if Republicans summon even a single witness to testify against the president, his caucus of Democrats would declare, quote, all bets are off.
I would have a tough sell in my caucus to come back and to try to convince our caucus that now Monica Lewinsky ought to be our first witness.
Sources say a preliminary wish list of witnesses includes Monica Lewinsky and Presidential Secretary Betty Curry. And most Republicans say they are determined to call witnesses, even if the most sensitive testimony is taken in secret.
My sentiment is that I don't know how you can have a trial without hearing witnesses.
I'm afraid you end up in a witness war, the White House and the House managers competing with one another.
Sources also say Henry Hyde, the lead prosecutor in any trial, told Senate leaders today he would like to call 5 to 8 witnesses.
Even as we speak, Tom, Henry Hyde and Trent Lott are meeting in Trent Lott's office trying to decide what comes next. This much we know for sure. Tomorrow, Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist and senators are sworn in. Largely ceremonial proceedings, and the actual trial we don't expect now to begin until sometime next week at the earliest.